You know the Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. I know exactly what that feels like. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from a very snowy place, an unusual snowy place in the United States of America. Is Dallas, Texas getting pummeled with the white stuff. In fact, it's coming down right now as we roll through this show, and it's been snowing for a very long time, almost 24 hours, 10 inches plus on the ground. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad that I'm inside because the people outside have no clue how to drive in the white stuff, at least when we're talking about Snowmageddon or the snow apocalypse. In the East Coast, for the most part, it is a lot of it, but the people that are there have grown up with those occasional blizzards, and yes, they are familiar with snow and snowflakes. Honest to goodness, today when I was driving down the street, and I was surprised there were two young girls. I saw two young girls throw snowballs, and they weren't jam-packed in snowballs. It didn't look like it, but they were throwing them at cars. And I saw a car stop, and I saw those two little girls run away, and I thought, do they know you're not supposed to pelt cars with snowballs? That there are people with pretty hot poker, red-hot poker tempers out there that just might get out of the car and come running after them? I guess they didn't realize that they could happen because they took off like rabbits the second that car stopped. And this was just on a back street in a suburban area. All right, let's hit the odds and ends right here from the get-go. The true water cooler buzz is over a couple of different things. A lot of you listening have had heart procedures, so you know what I'm talking about. But President Clinton had to undergo one, man, and they got Hillary to his side as fast as possible. She's supposed to hit the Middle East. He's supposed to go to Haiti. Poof, all plans are soft. Bill's going down. Something's going on. He had that quadruple bypass about 5 years ago. Started to feel short of breath. And that tightness that you get in the chest, you know what I'm talking about? So apparently he had a clogged artery, and they put in two of those stents to stop that, to help that. That's the procedure that you do, and that's very, very common for people with any kind of a heart disease. He's going to get out of the hospital on Friday, and supposedly he's doing well. But you have to remember in your head, for all the things that we talk about politically with the presidents that we still have standing in the U.S., Jimmy Carter, Clinton, Bush, any time that you hear something about a president, that automatically, poof, that becomes big news, and especially when it has to do with the heart. But I think so many people can relate to that procedure. So they trot out the doctor, and the doctor goes through what happened. And instead of trying to open the blocked bypass, they reopened one of the original blocked arteries, and they inserted the stents. And it only took an hour, and then they go through the whole procedure and lay out what happened. And pretty much the statistic is 1 in 5 patients who have any kind of an angioplasty and have any kind of a bypass op go in for one of these. It's not uncommon, so he comes out on Friday. And lately there have been a couple of politicians that we've lost, and including Charlie Wilson. We were talking about how a lot of people became aware of Charlie Wilson because of the movie that got so much buzz, Charlie Wilson's War, and what he did in getting the weapons to Afghanistan and the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. And then, of course, also John Murtha died this week. So then you see this crawl. Bill Clinton, hospital, heart. That's all I saw, too. I'm thinking, who writes this? It's like a tease. You know, it's like when you're watching your local news and they tell you some fantastical thing. Grizzly bear marches down the street, tears up 15 homes. News. At 10, we'll have that story for you. It was like that on the crawl. I saw Bill Clinton Heart Hospital. I'm like, whoa. It kind of made it sound like he had a heart attack. He had some kind of a massive heart attack. So maybe that's why it really topped the charts when it came to anything news related. Otherwise, there were a few other things topping the charts, too, in my mind, on my radar, something that I think you'd be interested in hearing, and it includes that nut, Ahmadinejad. That could make my blood pressure go up. Anytime I think of this guy, my blood pressure goes up because he's like the bully in the playground, and I hate the bully in the playground. If the bully in the playground's going after you, I can tell you the way I was raised, you're taking a swing. He's taking a swing at me. You got to swing back. But yet we don't swing back. So now the little man says that Iran has produced its first batch of uranium enriched to a higher level and is saying, look, we're not going to be bullied by any of you in the West. We're not going to stop curtailing the nuclear program. And the reason he's saying it is because, once again, the U.S. imposed new sanctions. And he reiterated it again. There was thousands of Iranian folks on the anniversary of the 79 Islamic foundation of the Islamic Republic that the country was now a nuclear state. He's there and he's rallying the crowds and he insists that Iran has no intention of building nuclear weapons. So it's not clear how much enriched material had actually been produced just a couple of days after that whole process was announced to have started. So here's what I'm going to cut to the chase here. The U.S. and some of the allies, we've been playing this game since I started America Tonight, accused Iran of using that so-called nuclear enrichment program deal as a cover to build nuclear weps. You know, are they building weapons? But Tehran categorically always says, no way, we're not doing it. The program is just geared toward generating electricity, period. And I want to make sure they announce with a loud voice the first package of 20% fuel was produced and provided to the scientists, and that's what he's sticking by. But, of course, there's reaction. So the U.S. Treasury Department on Wednesday froze the assets in the U.S., in U.S. jurisdictions of the Revolutionary Guard General and four subsidiaries. I talked about this from a construction firm he runs for their alleged involvement in producing and spreading weapons of mass destruction, right? So Tehran has said it wants to keep doing this uranium thing, and they insist that they're not using it for any other reason. So this is all you get from Ahmadinejad. And, you know, he's saying, God willing, this was his words, and translated, God willing, daily production of low-enriched uranium will be tripled. I'm going to say it again. I don't want to sound like a broken record, and I will totally get off of this, but you can't let the bully keep bullying. And so at some point, you got to lay down the gauntlet, man. You got to just lay down the gauntlet and say, yeah, you know what? We're just going to step this up a little bit more. There's going to be a lot of people that don't like this, and we're not trying to punish the people of Iran, but we got to really take a bite out of Ahmadinejad and what's going on with his claims and what he's claiming they're doing with nuclear enrichment and the whole process. So we're going to just level you with crippling sanctions. We're not going to just talk about it. We're going to actually level them at you. How about that? Coming up on the flip side, oh, the world turns and twists. We got another bad boy for you. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on America Tonight.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they're coming for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
All right, this could actually be Bad Boys and Bad Girls, but I'm gonna keep with the Bad Boys theme here on ATN. And I'm going to say the bad boy is Andrew Young. Do you know that name? Ringing a bell? Seen his little punk face on the tube anywhere? Trashing John Edwards? It's not that I'm sticking up for John Edwards, because I think he's a dog for what he tried to pull off and all the nonsense that I've read about him in Game Change and, you know, how he thought he was the Messiah and he's going to win the election and what he's now done to his family and the lies and all that nonsense, right? But this Andrew Young guy, listen, so he writes this book, he's trying to make some money on the true deal of what happened to, of what the deal was with John Edwards, and talks about all this stuff, talks about the Ryle Hunter, the mistress, the affair with her and the baby, and on and on and on and on. But here's my problem with him. If he had so much integrity in the first place, then when he was asked by John Edwards to pretend, first of all, pretend that the kid was his, that's when he needed to make his move and say, look, dude, I was really into your campaign. I've been with you all the way along, but I'm cutting ties with you if you think I can do this. See, then if he went, walked away and blurted it out to people or wrote a book about it, I'd have more respect for him. And in this wild poker game of politics, he was just playing his hand. And I'm tired of listening to his mumblings and ramblings all over the place. So the latest deal happens to be that ABC did this story that Elizabeth Edwards is threatening to sue her husband's former campaign aide for something called alienation of affection. It's a type of lawsuit that's very, very rare. In fact, so rare I didn't even know what it was, and only seven states even allow it. Her argument is that Young's role in covering up her husband's affair with the mistress was in part responsible for the failure of their marriage. Now, she hasn't gone through with the suit yet, but she did slip Young, I guess, a list of demands that he has to meet in order for her to drop the issue. And the demands included that he donate $250,000 to the Wade Edwards Foundation. That's their son that was killed, and they had to have a foundation. That he has to stop talking publicly about the Edwards marriage and return voicemail she allegedly left him during the 2008 presidential campaign. He hasn't met the demands, needless to say, and she hasn't gone through with the suit. He told reporters outside of a courtroom in North Carolina, look, I'm fighting for this. They've called me and my family liars. We're going to fight to the end. That's not true. Blah, 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 blah. It's not the only suit, by the way, that this Pansy Young is facing. The woman, the mistress, Ryle Hunter, is also suing him for possession of that sex tape that was shot during the presidential campaign when she was supposedly pregnant. I mean, what a sordid mess of nonsense the whole thing is. It's like an old crazy episode of, remember that 80s show, Falcon Crest? Only pretend the characters are now all in North Carolina. So, but the deal with Young, that's the thing. Hey, he could write a book, he can say what he wants to say about John Edwards, but he was playing the game. He was playing the game, and he didn't have to play the game. It's like any of us can have that moment. You have that moment where you have that integrity moment, and you really believed in somebody or something, especially politics, that does happen. And in his case, if that was his intention to, oh, I don't like this negative publicity, and now I'm the bad guy, now I've lost my job, and this, he shouldn't have in the first place been a party to what was going on. Well, I mean, why was he the interloper? He didn't have to do that. He could have told him to jump off a bridge, and these political people anyway, especially consultants or aides, they get snapped up, good ones, get snapped up like anybody's business. One day they're working for one guy, they're trying to get another guy elected, so he's in the bad boy file. But Elizabeth Edwards, not much better, and the problem is, I think, you know, there's part of you that feels for her. She's dying of cancer. She has these children, and she's had to deal with this nonsense with the whole Edwards flap, but she needs to just go underground and forget it. Just spend your time with your kids and ignore all this other nonsense. I think it's just infuriating how much he's been on the tube and blabbing about everything. So that's probably what she's seeing, and she just wants it to stop, but that's not the way it works. When somebody has you, they have you. And these wives of politicians, they ought to have special classes now for them. And you could have Elliot Spitzer's wife, she could be one of the teachers of it. She could lead the class in explaining, this is what goes down when you decide to take this road, when you're hoeing this road, if anything happens, here's what the fallout's going to be. You could take her, you could take Jenny Sanford, and probably now Elizabeth Edwards. Anybody who thinks that it's a kind of a layup, even if you have a solid relationship. Mm-mm-mm. All right, this is I think this is a feel-good story, so this is going to be our daily salute. Usually, because we went down this legal avenue with the Elizabeth Edwards deal and Andrew Young, I'm going to stick on that for a second. Only now we're going to go to California. I just happened to see this. The jury gave a woman $12 million. She was left in a vegetative state after she waited for hours at a hospital before being sent somewhere else to have surgery to remove an air rifle pellet from her brain. This happened in 2007. The 22-year-old girl, and that's what she was, Jessica Ramirez at the time, she was studying to be a police officer. So she was shot in the head with an air gun at a family member's house, an accident. She was conscious. She walked herself into the emergency room. She waited for five fat hours before being flown by a helicopter to another hospital where they had to rush her into surgery. And she was barely conscious at that point. And they say this could have been completely avoided with prompt surgery. So here's what's happened. Because of that, this young girl who wanted to be a cop now has no life. I mean, she's got bleeding and pressure on her brain. It's caused permanent damage. She has 24-hour care. The neurosurgeon who operated on her flat out testified that the outcome would have been better if they had been able to operate sooner. In fact, saying she probably would have been fine. How do you go from fine to vegetative state as a result of neglect. So this is the other part of this. The lawsuit named the healthcare company, which owns the hospital and five others in this area, as also part of this. The hospital's insurance carrier refused a settlement offer proposed by a judge for less money than the jury awarded. So I love this part of it. The hospital gambled. They were like, screw it. We're not paying out. We're going to offer, you know, we're not going to take this settlement. They could have taken a lot less. It wasn't anywhere near what they got. But they decide, no, we're going to press the gas on this. We're going to just keep going on this one. And they lost. I love it. So her mother only wants the money, whatever money she was going to be awarded, to use the money to bring her daughter home to live with her, because she's going to have to take care of her for the rest of her life, however long that is, in a vegetative kind of like state with this horrible brain injury. So that, my friends, I think is the daily salute. Stick it to the bad guys once in a while. The little guys win. I mean, it's sad and what's happened to her life, but thank goodness, and let's hope it sticks. She gets the mother gets the money so she can set her up as comfortably as possible with her. Do we have some applause from the studio audience sitting on their hands in Minneapolis? I think this is a good daily salute. Yeah, I get so scared when I read things like that. Because you think, you know, I think about that. And, I mean, you know, only so much people can do. But they had, apparently where they were, they could have helped her. It wasn't like there was 10,000 people at the emergency room in the place where she was. And it was quite clear what had happened. So that's, unfortunately, she was fine. She walked herself into the hospital. I mean, man, that's. It's just sad. Young, 20s, wants to be a cop. So good for the family for winning the suit for whatever kind of comfort that'll give them. And hopefully there's no appeal. And if there is, that they will win the appeal. All right, we're up against it once again. Time flies when you're having fun, eh? Coming back on the flip side, there's a new movie coming out. This is Valentine's Day, so let's lighten the load, talk about some other things. Including movies, what's cooking at the movies. There is one big one. If you like scary flicks, you might like this one. We'll talk about it next on ATN.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Just like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced.
I love this tune. Sounds almost like a little rockabilly. See that Philly line in there? Philadelphia Pizza Company. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. Boy, we are snowbound. 11 inches. I just went to measure for all of you. I went out and took the yardstick, put it in the ground. 11 and a half, actually, inches. It has been snowing since 4:30 last morning. How about that? These people in Dallas, they don't know how to drive. I'm going to have to wear a helmet if I go out later in the day. Coming up, we're going to do a little cheap movie review, but first let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm working overtime.
You're always working, I swear. How many jobs? You have just one job or two. Aren't you juggling two?
No, just one now.
Just one. Good.
Yeah.
But overtime. I got you.
Yeah. Anyway, you come by Iran, I wouldn't worry about them. Israel will take care of them.
Well, that's a good thing. That's what we want. You got to. It's definitely, the ball is definitely in Israel's court because there's just no way. They're too close, and the missiles are pointed right at them, so they're not going to lay down in the dirt. They won't.
Yeah, or the people themselves will carry them. They tried to kill them three different times, so.
Right, I agree.
It'll work out. But.
Yep.
Anyway, what do you think about them Aints? New Orleans Aints.
Oh, boy, how about that? Boy, watching that Super Bowl, what I liked is that it was a close Super Bowl, and I love the underdog, because since it wasn't my team, I liked the underdog anyway, and I think Peyton Manning was just he was just smoked. He was so upset by a couple of things. The onside kick snafu, which was ended up being a brilliant thing. Sean Payton shaking it up. They needed to do something. And I think it was a great storyline. I think it was the most watched Super Bowl in a long time. Incredible. 106 million.
So anybody nail the score?
Nobody nailed the score. Isn't that depressing? Anyway. We'd be doing Nail the Score right now, but you know what? Just remember, when we've got hoops coming up in the big tournament, so when we go to the big dance, we do Nail the Score for that.
Yeah.
Just picking the teams.
It was
fun. It was great. Everybody called up. We loved it. We had a lot of people that played the game. So in a couple of weeks, we'll have it again for the tournament.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I had a lot of fun doing it. And anyway, maybe we'll get basketball going.
That's right. We want to keep trying to play Nail the Score. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We have some things up our sleeves, Rick. Drive safely out there.
I'm not off work yet, but anyway, I'm looking at the calendar, and I see Sunday's Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
I want to send you a little Valentine's card. It goes like this. If I had a dollar every time I thought of you, I'd be in a higher income bracket.
That's good. We have some applause for that. If I had a dollar for every time I gave Kate Delaney a holla, how about that? I'll help you a little bit. I'd be in a bigger income bracket. We just need some music in the background. Boom, 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 like some beatbox stuff. All right. We appreciate it, Ricky Rick. Happy Valentine's Day. Have fun out there. Overtime. Overtime's a good thing in the paycheck. We need to teach Rick some haikus. Donovan, do you know any haikus? Do you know how to do haikus?
I don't know any off my head, but I've written a haiku or three.
All right. We're going to have a little assignment. Next week, you and I, next Wednesday, I'm writing this down in my special book. We're going to, for the audience, we're going to present a haiku. I'll have one and you have one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I like how he says that. Like, he's like, what is this, lady? What do you think I got to do? You're giving me something to do? I think it'll be fun. It'll be good for you, and you might get some national attention. You never know. I mean, just like Colbert's show and all those other shows out there, you might be, like, getting some serious attention for whatever it is, whatever your presentation is.
Because that's what I need for my national reputation, the guy who does haiku on late-night radio.
Hey, it all counts, brother. It all counts. Ask all the minions around Howard Stern. Who actually went on to some really big things. Ask Robin Quivers. Reading the news. She goes from reading the news to making a gazillion dollars doing giggling in between everything that Howard says and doing news and doing some other things as well. Haiku. I just think it'd be fun to do haiku. I do like poetry. I do. I think it's tough, though, because in your head, you have the, you know, roses are red, blah, 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 the rhyming thing. It's like when you're a kid and you have a class and they force you to write a poem and they teach you what it is. You guys know. Come on. And then you have to rhyme it. Forget it. That's my problem. In my head, it's got the rhyme thing. But that's not the haiku deal. So I got a good one. I got a good one up my sleeves. I just watched The Notorious B.I.G. And you guys know what that's about, right? Tupac and Biggie Small, and that whole thing that went down with the East Coast and the West Coast Mafia. I never saw that movie, and somebody was telling me to watch it. It was on one of the movie channels, and I watched it, and it was depressing, but it was a really good movie. The actors did a great job playing, like, Puffy and playing, you know, Notorious and playing Tupac and all the characters in between, and just the whole deal of rap and where it went and their role in it and that whole crazy thing that went down in the 90s. How did I get off on that track? Anyway, speaking of movies, that's why on my mind is the fact that there's a movie that's coming out that I want to go and see. Surprisingly, when Don called us and started talking about healthcare, he didn't bring this one up because he's a big movie head, too. There's a movie called The Wolfman that is out in movie theaters this weekend. And Benicio del Toro stars in it. Emily Blunt's in it. Anthony Hopkins is in this movie as well. And the gist is, and I'm going to let you hear the trailer, but the gist is that this guy is lured back to his family estate to find his brother and discovers, well, let's say, a horrifying destiny somewhat for himself. Here's a little glimpse into that movie.
She exerts enormous power, doesn't she?
You believe in curses?
Darkest hours of hell lie before you. Run free. Kill or be killed.
All right, so you know that's about the whole Wolfman thing, and I don't know why I'm fascinated by it, and it looks like it could be a good movie. It's gotten trashed by reviewers, so that means I'm more intrigued because I never listen to what the reviewers say for the most part. There's another movie that's a chick flick movie that's out that has everybody in Hollywood in it. I'm serious. They just probably just said, okay, you're friends with, who are you friends with? Jennifer Garner? Okay. And your friend's Julia Roberts, and your friend's with Ashton. Well, let's get him down here. And does anyone know Anne Hathaway? And how about Bradley Cooper? And what about Jamie Foxx? Let's throw him in there. So this is the cast for this movie. I just mentioned them. Anne Hathaway, Ashton Kutcher, Bradley Cooper, Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Garner, Julia Roberts, Taylor Lautner, Taylor Swift. And I think there are some others that are thrown in here for good measure, too. Like, they're not the only ones. The McDreamy guy, I can't remember his name on it off the top of my head, he's in it, too. And Jessica Biel is in it. And I think maybe even Queen Latifah is in it. So the movie is called Valentine's Day, and you can just imagine what that's about. Of course, it's about relationships and anything related to couples. How's that? And I don't know this, if it's a date night thing, maybe it ends up being a movie that rakes in a little bit of dough just because that's the ultimate chick flick. And it's almost 2 hours long. It's PG-13. And it's all these different people in Los Angeles who are going through different romances and heartbreaks and over one day, over the whole Valentine's Day thing and what they experience in the life of love. It sounds so cheesy, doesn't it? It does. But the things that you do for whoever it is in your life, maybe it's somebody wants to go see it. Okay, there's another movie, too. We're not going to play any of these trailers for you, but it's called My Life is Khan. And My Life is Khan is getting a little bit of buzz, actually. It's about a Muslim man from India living with Asperger's syndrome who falls for a beautiful Hindu single mother living out, you know, her version of success. And you can imagine the journey that takes on and it happens in a city in America. Could be interesting. There's some politics thrown in there. Stay with us.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shiitake, lavender seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to five different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Games, yep. So many competitions, so many competitors from around the world. In Vancouver, the opening games happen Friday. Friday night, you can sit at your home, flip on the tube, and watch the opening games. I think the opening games and the closing games are actually really kind of cool to see. You see all the countries and the flags and all that stuff. And I don't know, there's sort of a sense of pride that fills you up, I believe, in watching the Olympics. When I was a kid, I can remember watching them, and I don't know. There's still something that kind of gets me about the Olympics. Okay, call it corny. Here's the scoop. The Team USA, I think Team USA is going to have a pretty good run in these Olympics, and I believe they're going to finish with probably 30 medals total. 10 of those medals will be gold. 10 will be gold. I'm saying this because Slammin' Sammy was trying to challenge me on my medal count. He has not called in, but I'm going to throw out my guess. 30 medals in all, U.S. with 10 gold. Canada's going to really challenge because they have beefed up as far as their Olympic presence. They've done that. Here's what the deal is. You think of the competitions, and what did I look up today? There are 86 events. Yeah, 86 events. So in looking at the U.S., I think that you got all this talk of what's going to happen with the downhill. And now there's more competition in the snowboarding. What about the hockey team, Team USA? And what about the home ice or home snow advantage for Canada? Should make a big difference. You know, I think Canada has a good chance to medal in the 30s, too. And maybe it's just 30 or a little bit less than 30. But I still believe the U.S. is going to have a very strong showing. And, of course, I'm not going out on a big limb. As I said, they spend a lot, we spend a lot of money on the Olympics, or better spelled out, the USOC does. And the athletes, you know, you're talking about, what, 215 athletes. So I think with this contingent, this crop in figure skating, I like that the Russians are going to be tough there. I mean, I really did some homework on this thing. In speed skating, it's going to be tough for the United States to finish in the gold. The Netherlands are strong. Canada's very strong here. And, then it's pretty wide open after that. Apollo Ono is back, but he's got, like I said, he's going to have to really fly around that rink like nobody's business. The Canadians are trying to really exploit the idea that this is their home field, if you will, and they have been training, as I've heard, like crazy here. But still, the United States should finish just ahead of Canada. Of course, you throw in Germany, you throw in the Soviets, you throw in China. China, you can't underestimate the Chinese these days. They're really pumping up on the Olympic front and on different sports. In tennis, they've had a breakthrough in tennis and some other sports. Of course, there's no tennis in these games, but just in general, they're beefing up what they're doing athletically and on the world stage. So the U.S., by the way, has tied for or won the most medals 240 times. Isn't that incredible? So 240 times we've either just won it or tied. Germany has won 4 out of the last 5 winter medal counts and tied for or won the most medals 84 times. Yeah. So there's my medal count. It's in the books for everyone to know. 30 medals, 10 gold. Yeah. 10 gold. And I've said this already before, but I guess I'll throw it out there again. I mentioned some of the athletes that I thought would do well, some of the contenders for gold medals. And just quickly, I'll run through it again. Snowboarding, they have a thing called men's halfpipe. It's on the 6th day of the Olympics. The Flying Tomato, this is his deal. He's the favorite. There's going to be a lot of competition, even from fellow Americans. But having said that, the fellow Americans who are strong, like Scotty Lago and another kid named Louis Vito, if they're strong and the challenge is coming from, like, the Finnish or the Canadians, that gives Sean White a better chance for one of the other two to medal in the gold. Maybe take gold, silver, and who knows, bronze. And the speed skating, as I said, it's going to be tricky. The international competition is tough, 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 tough. You have Shani Davis, who's won before, but competition from the Canadians, the Netherlands, it's going to be rough in the men's 1,000 meter and then the 1,500 meter, too. The snowboarding for the women, I think that you have so many Americans that are top tier in this, that definitely an American wins it. And the same thing, and that's called the half pipe, and that's on day 7. You also have women's snowboarding on day 5, and I think you've got a Canadian who's pretty good, but there's Lindsay Jacobellis, who's heavily, heavily, heavily favored to win the gold in this. And then Lindsay Vonn, there's some scares about her arm. And then she had a shin injury that she suffered a couple of weeks ago in training. So there's some concern about how healthy she's going to be. But if she is okay, if her shin is okay. I've already went, through her whole downhill World Cup scenarios, and it's unpredictable, the woman's downhill. But I'll tell you, I like her chances, absolutely. And you know what everybody always talks about is who is the flag bearer going to be? Because that's such a big honor when they ask you to do it, especially with the amount of people, the 200-plus Americans that are marching into the stadium. And the guy who's going to carry it for the American is Mark Grimet. He's a five-time Olympian who competes in the luge. So he doesn't get a lot of headlines until you're talking about the games. And I love what he said. He said, I'm still shaking. He said he was incredibly surprised when he was asked to lead the U.S. team into the opening ceremony. He said he was so excited about it. And Grimet and his partner, Brian Martin, are the most successful luge athletes in U.S. history. They've won two Olympic and six world championship medals. They've won three overall World Cup titles, and they have a chance to train a lot. Mark Grimet is a Lake Placid guy, and even as a kid, I guess he was always into the sport. There was a luge run across the street from his childhood home, and he used to go there all the time, and then he built his own little thing that he could practice with. So he had a lot of opportunities, let's just say, to mess around with the whole luge deal. But that traditionally is not carried by Americans either, and certainly they know that. Some of the Canadians are really good at this, and there's some other countries that stack up pretty well in the luge event too. But good for him that he's the guy who gets to carry the flag, and he's the luge guy. So just think about that. If you happen to catch the opening events, now you know his little story and how many events that he's been in for all those years. But he's had a really tough, I guess, season going into this and coming off of last year. So keep your fingers crossed, at least 30-plus for the U.S. to finish on top, and let's hope maybe 10 golds. I thought it'd be fun to do the prediction thing because we didn't have nail the score this time around, right? All right, you can send me an email on any of your thoughts about the show, healthcare, any of the stuff that we talked about, or suggestions on anything as well. You know where to find me, americatonight.net.
Forgive me, as you can imagine, I haven't kept up with the boyfriend-girlfriend regulations.